Welcome to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, for you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You Show starts now. Hello, my friends. I'm sorry. I'm laughing because my producer for the show offered up as we were getting ready to take off. And she's like, and we're going to rolling in. And she's like, rolling. It's funny, right? Maybe you had to be there. But anyway, how are you? How was your week? Man, it's a full life. And I'm feeling really, really blessed. I think I mentioned last week on the show that my oldest turned 17 and the boys are transitioning into school really well. And I have an upcoming event here this weekend in Phoenix. I'm going to be presenting at a Smile Source, and I get to do the workshop and I get to do some fun keynote. And so I've been trying to like research and really unpack what it is that I want to teach and train on and to inspire. And so that's been really super awesome and fun. And I am excited to talk about this topic today. I think most people would agree that our actions have consequences, right? Just ask my kids. They would all agree. They might be the only ones that agree, but they for sure agree. I also think that most people would agree that our inactions have consequences. And I think it's easier to excuse it, okay, in the now, because we forget about the impact in the future. We forget about this ripple effect, which is what we're going to talk about today, of our actions and subsequently our inactions and the impact that they have on our life and our families and on our mission and on our impact and on our legacy. So let me first start by asking you, when was, and again, we always ask friends in curiosity with some compassion. There's no judgment here. We're just a bunch of humans doing human things, okay? Imperfectly, okay? But the question I want to ask you is, when was the last time that you didn't follow through on something that you said you were going to do? Was it going to the gym? Was it getting to bed at a decent hour? Was it having that conversation with an employee or a loved one? Was it doing your 100 pushups? Okay. Are you guys in with me? Are you guys doing this with me? You can follow me on my journey on social media. But I wanted to do something in my family to kind of, one, outline the incredible characteristics and quality traits of discipline. And we could just get stronger as we go, because it's really not about the 100 pushups. It is and it isn't. It really is more about the disciplined behavior that's required in order to do the 100 pushups. Now, 100 pushups may or may not be hard for you. If it's not hard, you can double that up. If it's too hard, you can half it. But what I want to remind our brain and challenge you to consider is that what's easy to do, and however way you define that, is also easy not to do. It might take you 5-10 minutes to do 100 pushups, which in a 8-hour full day, that would be easy not to do. I want you to depend on yourself and to be disciplined to do it. Okay. So I digress on my pushups. Back to, when was the last time that you told yourself that you were going to do something and you didn't do? I just want you to grasp it. I just want you to hold on to it for a minute without judging it. Okay. We lose access to it when we do. Okay. So when you have that, I want you to consider, because I'm guessing that in the moment, it was easy to excuse, right? You probably just told yourself that you would work out tomorrow or get more sleep tomorrow, or for sure you would start next week, or that you would prioritize better eating tomorrow morning, or that you would have that conversation with your employee or loved one next week. And then what we do is we pile on a bunch of tomorrows on top of each other. And do you know what we have when we stack a bunch of tomorrows on top of a bunch of tomorrows? What's your guess? We have never. Not only do we have never, but it also leads to a very regretful life. A life where you don't find yourself dependable or trustworthy. And with each tomorrow, we end up liking ourselves less and less. Like, that's the worst part of it. This ripple effect of neglect has life-altering consequences. So what's the solve? What's the solve for this ripple effect? Could it be as easy as one thing? It's not a thing, but it's as easy as a mindset. It's a way of living. I think when you operate from a philosophical way of being that is rooted in today, and you choose you over your excuses, when you wake up and know and feel that today matters, that you matter, that it truly is a new day to grow, to explore, to create, a day to love and to live and to express yourself today, this day, not one day, but today. There is an immense opportunity in this now moment, and we don't recognize it because we fail to see it for what it is. Rather, we see it as a single occurrence. So when we discuss the ripple effect, we're referring to the chain reaction set into motion by a single decision or a lack thereof. And it's a phenomenon where one action or inaction can produce a series of outcomes in all various different areas of our life. And the reason why I think this is so important for us to understand is because it's not the single occurrence that is destructive. It's the compounding effect of all the single occurrences on all of these areas of our life. And so the three that I really want to do a deep dive into today are wealth, health, and relationships. Why these three? Well, because those are the three that I coach on the most. Those are the three that most people bring to me as areas of struggle, concern, misfortune, frustration, angst, you name it. So those are the three that I'm going to kind of unpack today, just to kind of reveal to you what happens when we are onto ourselves about the importance and the sheer magnitude of what a single occurrence in decision and or lack of decision can make on your life. So let's talk about wealth. Let's talk about the immediate impact. Okay. So when we neglect personal development, I'll just call it that, it can result in missed opportunities for growth in our own career or business, a lack of this mind management. Personal development, that's what I'm going to talk, this mindset, that's what I'm talking about, can lead to poor financial decisions, like impulse spending or not investing wisely. Okay, what does discipline have to do with money? What does mattering have to do with money? Right, a lot, actually, because when we're not disciplined in our life, we tend to make decisions to escape the negative feelings. when we feel out of control, when we feel overwhelmed, chaotic, if you will, instead of facing what is going on in our life, we spend. We spend in the hopes that the purchase, right? The purse, the shoes, the makeup, the shirt, the car, you name it, will make us feel better. They actually call it retail therapy for a reason. And here's the thing. The problem with it is that it might feel better in the moment, a quick hit of dopamine, but it doesn't cure the chaos, the unease, the overwhelm that is still there. It didn't go anywhere. We just masked it with a Band-Aid. And then we shame and guilt ourselves for spending money on something that we didn't want, that we didn't need. And it actually confirms our inability to get our life in order. Phew, bless me. That's the first time I've sneezed on all of these podcasts. That's fantastic. It confirms our inability to get our life in order, to get our finances in order, to recognize that it wasn't the shirt or the shoes or the purse that we needed. Rather, we needed to recognize the gift that is life, that is this moment. Because when we recognize that and adopt a mindset that today matters, that you matter, you begin to take care of it. You begin to make decisions for your future. You begin to think about not only making money, okay, but saving money, having money, investing money, allowing the money that you earn compound so that you can invest in experiences and travel and other income generating assets. Legacy planning, okay? When you lose sight of what matters, we find ourselves buying shoes and purses that don't. Over time, these decisions compound. It's not the first shoe purchase or the second, but spending then becomes a way to cope with feelings of unhappiness and unfulfillment and unworth. And we get our fill from things outside of us, shopping, gambling, drinking, Netflixing, all the things. And I know it too well. They are costly, and not just financially. Okay. When we try to cope and outrun these feelings, this void, we miss out on the opportunity to ask ourselves what we really need. And every single time I have asked myself what I really need, my heart never answers, "Lee, I think you need another bag. I think you need those shoes." My heart always answers with love. You need love. You need self-care. You need learning. You need connection. You need creation. And without the ask, we find ourselves missing out on skill enhancement and networking opportunities and collaborative activities and opportunities. And all of this can compound into fewer opportunities to advance, to get promoted, to have experience, to collaborate. So one of my good friends, Brooke, always says, get in the room, get in the room. When we are not thinking about how we matter, how our life matters, and how it is a gift, not for our benefit, friends, but for the benefit of other people, we don't leave our house, let alone put ourselves in opportunities where we can connect and contribute and create. Poor financial decisions can snowball into debt and loss of assets and inadequate savings for your kiddo's college or retirement. And worse, it can leave you shaming and blaming the world for why it is that you don't have what they have. And the difference, please hear me say this, the difference, the only difference between them and you, if you feel this way, and we all feel this way from time to time, but the difference is that they show up for themselves, that they are showing up for themselves, that they recognize the beauty in the day. They recognize, embrace with gratitude the gift that is them. And instead of trading time for money, they exchange value. They create more. They over-deliver. And instead of over-consuming, right, spending, shopping, eating, drinking, they have prioritized the money game. They have prioritized making money, keeping money, and having money make money. That's the money game. So it's important, right? If the only difference between me and you or anyone else that feels like they're winning in this area of their life is that they're showing up in that area of their life consciously with thoughts that who they are matters and the value that they put out in the world matters, that it's important. Because when you understand your mindset around money and you understand the mattering mindset, you will stop spending money on things that don't matter. Does that make sense? Okay, how does this matter mindset affect our health? Okay, immediate impact. And you've heard me talk about this on the podcast before, but so much of our energy and attitude is affected by choosing to matter, by choosing to work out when we don't want to, but because you know it matters, by choosing to get to go to bed earlier to get more sleep because you know your sleep matters, by choosing to eat real food because you know your body can't process processed food, by choosing to think that meditation is optional or something that is in the realm of woo-woo, and we wonder why we're all overinflamed and stressed out. Okay, you know I'm a huge fan of meditation, and I also believe in God. The two are not mutually exclusive. They are complementary. The mere act of meditation is an act of becoming familiar with. Prayer is meditation. Sleeping is meditation. And I don't know why shutting our eyes and rebalancing our nervous system and shifting from a sympathetic state to a parasympathetic state is still an option for us when it relates to our health. If you breathe, if you open your eyes at all during your day, you are in stress. Meditation is the remedy. So I'm sorry I went off on this tangent, but meditation, I want to challenge you, is not or should not be, and I don't use should on this show very often, should not be considered an option, right? These are all vital decisions. How you move, how you eat, how you sleep, whether or not you meditate, these are all vital decisions, choices that will either, right? That will either decide, that we either decide to do or not to do. And the ripple effect of doing these or not doing them is drastic. It affects our inflammatory response. It affects disease, cancers, memory, skin. Every single physiological process in our body is affected. And yes, missing one workout is not the end of the world. But let me ask you this. How many times does missing that one workout knock us out of momentum? Right? Only to try to get back into motion. Physics is at play here, friends. A body in motion stays in motion. And while I practice an 80-20 rule as kind of it applies to all of it, I do have some non-negotiables because I know how much harder it is to get back into rhythm than to stay in rhythm. Okay? Over time, ignoring this mattering not only affects our health, but our longevity. Too many of us wait to incorporate these practices when we're forced to by a diagnosis or a near-death experience. I don't want you to have to be reactive to your life. I want you to be proactive in it. And again, what does that require? A conscious choice to matter. Don't just decide to matter when it's too late. Don't just decide to matter, to care about your health, your finances, when your hand is forced to. Can you allow your existence to choose to matter now so that it is not demanded of you later? And a health conversation wouldn't be complete, right, without talking about emotional health. And friends, I get it. This is probably the one that is the least popular. And it's not because of importance, but I'm going to offer it up because of sheer ignorance. And I say this with all of the love in the world. We are not taught how to think. No thought school. We're not taught how to feel. There is no feeling school. And unless you went to school to study human psychology, behavior change, and metaphysics, it is not something that you would know intellectually, but intuitively, yes. Without talking about emotions, okay, they play you every day. Whether you do anything at all is because of your emotions. I like to think that the work that I do, the research that I do, and that I continue to do will help support you on this emotional journey. But let me break it down for you as succinctly as I can. When we ignore our feelings and we try to escape them, run from them, protect them, we lose a part of our existence. Part of our mattering, right? This very thing, this very mindset, this very way of living that will allow us to have financial freedom, time freedom, health freedom, okay? Gets bigger when we deflect and escape our emotions. And when that void gets bigger, it leaves us less likely that we're going to bother with anything. We're not going to bother with health and wealth or relationship practices, the very things that leave us feeling fulfilled and happy. We will continue to rescue ourselves by looking to something else and someone else. And when that something and someone is not remedy for why it is that we feel so awful, we feel more awful. We feel hopeless and the cycle repeats and our feelings fester. And the only solve is to feel. And yet we lump feeling in as a voodoo practice along with meditation. And we reject the very instrument, feelings, that allow us to have the life satisfaction that we seek. If you have ever wondered, is this all there is? Why is it that I'm not happy? Why is it that I don't enjoy my life as much as I should? I have no reason to complain. I certainly can't complain to other people because on paper, I have what should be a fulfilled life. But why is it that I feel so empty and alone? I have everything I've ever wanted, but nothing at the same time. And that's because you have everything on paper. Your house, your career, your family, your retirement, your car, your walk-in closet, right? You have everything, and yet you feel nothing. If you want to feel something in your day, guess what you have to do? Feel, my friends. Metaphysically, you feel to heal. I have so many examples of how not feeling plays out in the body. Shoulder pain, back pain, knee pain, foot pain, bunions. A lot of chronic inflammatory autoimmune conditions are exacerbated, if not created, right? Because we won't learn how to feel. Okay? And the very last area that I wanted to talk about, and I'll be quick about this one because my time is almost to an end, is relationships. Okay, we have to understand how we're showing up in relationships with others. And we also have to understand that it only requires one person to facilitate a relationship that feels meaningful, worthwhile, and matters. And that one person is you. I have tried to change people and it does not work. If you are in relationships and you are delegating your emotional well-being, you're blaming other people for how it is that you feel, the one question that I want you to consider is, am I showing up? Am I showing up 100% of who I am, of who I could be? And when the answer, because it is going to be for most of us, we're not. That's the work. That is the work. When you commit to doing that work with crystal clear clarity and focus, you will be less interested in how other people aren't showing up for you. You'll be less interested in pointing fingers as to all of the ways that if they were just a little bit different, you could feel different. Do you want to know why? Because you will feel different, because you will feel better, and you take responsibility for it. Because you showed up different, you showed up better. And when you do that, you don't need anyone to do it for you. This is what I wanted to talk to you about, the ripple effect. Know how costly it is. You deciding today not to do the very thing that you wanted to do very well might be a single occurrence. Very well might be. And you might be able to rationalize it away, excuse it away. But I want you to stop and think about this podcast, think about this show, and be like, yeah, but I know that this one occurrence has a ripple effect that is way costly and creates a negative, way more negative emotions for me than just whatever negative emotion that is going to be required for me to do the very thing that I wanted to do, even though I didn't want to do it. I don't want you to be forced. I don't want it to be handed to you. I want you to be proactive and conscious about living your life right now in this moment because you adopted a mattering mindset, because you matter, my friends. This work is to shift from being human to superhuman, from being ordinary to being extraordinary. If you want help, I am here. Find me, DM me, email me. You know how to get a hold of me. And join in this movement. If you've just been listening to this podcast, it's super beneficial. I get it. And we learn so much. But where you will have 2 times, 5 times, 10 times the results that you want in your life, if you want an extraordinary life, if you want to be superhuman, you can't just learn. You need to apply. And if you want support and help in the application of these tools in your life, get a hold of me. Let's do this work together. Have an amazing one, everybody. I'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.